Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we are going to visit with Natalie Redding. I met Natalie at the O.H. Cruz Grain and Milling Dealer Appreciation Day that was held in Tulare, California. Natalie has a very successful business. She was extremely successful producing hand-spun yarns, but now has returned to the passion of her life, which is shepherding, and has a growing flock of sheep, goats, and all kinds of other animals on Namaste Farms. So let's learn a little bit more about Natalie and what she's doing, and that's going to include how she's using social media in her business. Natalie, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
My name is Natalie Redding, obviously, and I am from Namaste Farms in Temecula. I am a sort of celebrity shepherdess, and I raise and shear my own flock of Angora goats and Wensleydale sheep.
Sounds like it keeps you busy.
I'd say very much so. I don't really have any help. I do it all myself. I have about 140 head, and the fiber is the crux of my entire business, and it's what really sustains the farm as far as financially.
Okay. So what do you think about what this O.H. Cruz Grain and Milling is doing here today?
First of all, I thought it was kind of an ingenious thing, and I think that farming in particular now, you know, because of the economy, I feel that we really need to band together and there has to be some unity. And I feel like what they're doing is they're really offering the community a way to learn about farming, not only people that aren't in the business, but people that are, so that they can, all of the new technologies and research that we've done. And I feel that one of the things is there's a lot of biotech going on, but I don't think people follow through. And plus, I think it's important for the public to see that everything that farmers does isn't necessarily like feedlot, because I think that there's that people think that the farming is feedlot or like somehow draining our resources, whether understand what I'm saying, rather than being a community. And I think that we really do need to kind of band together and have sort of this effort of positivity in agriculture is really my whole thing.
Well, I understand that you have a program of your own. Tell us a little bit about that project.
As far as the feeding is concerned or the radio?
Well, the radio.
Okay, well, actually, I have a radio program. It's a blog talk, and it runs live every Thursday nights. It's listened to actually across the world. I have a lot of people from New Zealand and Australia because they're sheep and obviously sheep and goat people there. And I usually will have either veterinarians or people that are really well-known in the industry, usually experts on, but also people that are, like, very famous hand spinners and, like, even Vogue Knitting. People from Vogue Knitting have been on, and designers. My co-host is a really famous knitwear designer, and so I want to say it's very comprehensive, but it really does, I'd have to say, sort of revolve around animal husbandry and the fiber arts in some way. And also I have a really popular YouTube channel that's Namaste Farms, N-A-M-A-S-T-E, Farms with an S, and I have like 104,000 views on it. And it also is like about shearing, it's about, you know, teaching you about bloat, or, you know, anything related to fiber.
The blog talk show, does it have a name?
It actually is Namaste Farms Blog Talk. Everything with me is Namaste Farms, whether it's like Facebook or whatever. You can find me on Facebook. And it's Namaste Farms. And I also have a Ravelry, which is like a knitting and crochet community. And so I'm really into social media. And I have such a very, a really loyal and wide following, you know, and not just from knitters and crocheters and fiber artists, but like I said, people really come to me. And I think I have a bachelor's of science in animal science from Cal Poly State University, San Luis Obispo, and I think a lot of it, you know, that helps, but also because I give my information freely. You know, I want to share it with people, and I do a lot of community service, and also we do a lot of dog rescuing, like from the shelters, because Southern California is notorious for having high kill shelters. And so even though there's a huge divide politically between the left and the right, I try to really unify with the left on, you know, saving animals and showing that, you know, farming, once again, doesn't just mean that we're using animals for the products that they give us, which a lot of people don't agree with, but that we love animals. To raise animals, you have to love them. And that is, I think, something that we have to promote. And people like OH Cruise and opening up this kind of a place where they bring in speakers, et cetera, and trying to show that we want to be part of the community and show that we are community oriented and we love animals. It's not just using them.
Right. Well, and what you're doing then, when you talk about the social media especially, you're reaching folks who maybe are getting a little different perspective than they might have seen or heard otherwise. We kind of call that advocating a little bit.
God, I love that.
And when you mention San Luis Obispo, the students there have a program now, I Love Farmers, They Feed My Soul. Don't know if you're aware of it, but it's kind of an outreach program to other students to help them better understand what's going on the farm, where their food comes from. So you're doing exactly what, you know, a lot of, I think, farmers are finding they can do with these tools, especially the social media part of it.
I think that's what you, I mean, I think it's our responsibility as farmers, instead of complaining that there's a huge base of people that doesn't like what we do, it's not, I don't think a lot of them know what we do. And that's our fault. And I feel like even I was just talking to some young girls from Fresno State and they were complaining. And I do understand, because there is that element that I want to too, is that people don't even understand where the food sources come from anymore. But that rather than being upset about it, it's our responsibility to be a positive human being and give back to the community in some way so that people want to hear what we have to say and they can look at us and say, she's such a good person, how can what she's doing in farming be bad, and give you the opportunity to say, I love animals so much, I went to school for 10 years because I love them, not because I want to kill them and eat them. It's really, I mean, that's just the way, it sounds a little blunt, but that's just the way it is. I love them, I want to save them, and I want to raise them in a humane and efficient way that's good for everybody.
Well, we hear the word sustainability thrown around a lot, and it kind of means different things to different people, but sounds like that's essentially what you're trying to do with your operation.
Well, I want to say that I don't know if we can even be self-sustaining in California as a farmer anymore. I mean, I just am going to be honest with you. And that's, you know, a whole nother topic entirely. And so when I talk about self-sustainability, I almost can't, the only way that I can be sustainable myself is through the efforts of a company like OH Cruise. They actually sponsor me. And it's, you know, we have to pay for water. I live in the county. I don't even live in the city, but I have to pay for water. And we know the taxes, and we know that the hay is ridiculous right now. And so in California, it really is almost impossible. But what I try to do to rather than really promote sustainability in California, I try to show people that you can still raise things like chickens. You know, LA, you can raise chickens, you can't have roosters, and just show people that you can do things to help to make you feel like you're more connected to your food source, right, without actually being a quote-unquote farmer, but at the same time educating yourself and seeing that we want to help you and doing things like doing community service and teaching people about poultry. I do that. I mean, I do whatever I can to show people that farming means that you do love animals. It doesn't mean you don't like animals. And not to get feedlots and slaughterhouses confused with the love of agriculture, right?
Can't agree more.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'd like to thank OH Cruise Grain and Milling for having me out to their dealer appreciation day, where I got to meet Natalie. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.